Chapter 4. How Satan Fights Christians. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:10-12. Fighting Christians. After the command by Lucifer to fight the Christians, we then sat and mapped out ways of fighting them as follows. Number 1. Causing sickness. Number 2. Causing barrenness. Number 3. Causing slumber in the church. Number 4. Causing confusion in the church. Number 5. Causing lukewarmness in the church. Number 6. Making them ignorant of the Word of God. Number 7. By fashion and emulation. Number 8. Fighting them physically. Amongst the above, I would like to explain 2. Number 1. Fighting physically. With the TV given to me, I would see the born-again Christians. We do not fight hypocrites because they belong to us already. We would then send our girls first to the big churches. Inside the church, they would be chewing gum or making a child cry or do anything that would distract the people from hearing the Word of God. They may decide to come spiritually and cause the people to sleep while the preaching is going on. The moment they see you have a sober reflection because of the preaching, they would wait on you outside the church, and as you come out, one of them would greet you and even present you a gift, and it's always what you love, and would appear very friendly. She would do everything, and before you knew what was happening, you had forgotten all you learned in the church. But for a real Christian, one of these girls, after the service, would jump out to greet you and would desire to know your house with the pretext that she was new in town and did not know many Christians around. On taking her home, she would quickly buy bananas, and the Christian would take this as a gesture of love. She would continue her visits until she finally puts off the light of Christ in you, and then stops coming. Major operations in the living churches and fellowships are discouraging the Christians from reading and studying the Word of God, and thereby making them ignorant of their authority and of the promises of God. In crusade grounds, these girls would be sent to cause disagreements and quarrels. How Christians are known. The born-again Christians are not known by the Bible they carry always, or the many fellowships they attend. They are known in the spirit world by the light that shines continuously like a very bright candle in the heart, or a circle of light around the head, or a wall of fire around them. When a Christian is walking along, we see angels walking along with him or her, one by the right, one by the left, and one behind. This makes it impossible for us to come near him or her. The only way we succeed is by making the Christian sin, thereby giving us a loophole to come in. When a Christian is driving a car and we want to harm him or her, we find that he or she is never alone in the car. There is always an angel by him or her. Oh, if the Christian only knows all that God has for him, he will not meddle with sin or live carelessly. Number 2. The making of backslidden Christians. As a chairman appointed by Lucifer, I would send these girls to living churches and fellowships. These girls would be well dressed, and after the preaching would come out for the altar call, pretend to have received Christ, and would be prayed for. At the end of the fellowship or service, they would hang around waiting for the preacher, who naturally would be very happy for these new converts. The converts may even follow the preacher to his house. If the preacher does not have the spirit of discernment, she would lure him into the sin of fornication or adultery. This takes place the moment he admires her lustfully. She would make sure he continued in this sin until she finally quenches the Spirit of God in him, and then leave him, mission accomplished. At this juncture, I would like to give a testimony of a minister. In the evil spirit world, he is known as a man of God. When he went on his knees, there would be confusion among us. We therefore sent these girls to him. The man would even feed them, but would refuse to be enticed. They did all they could, but never succeeded. As a result, these girls were killed for their failure. I then changed into a woman and went to him, and by words and actions tried to entice him, but he was adamant. This was too much for me, so I decided to kill him physically. One day, this minister went to Odoekpe Road, Market Town. I watched him as he bent down to price some commodities. I wheeled an oncoming trailer loaded with drums of oil into the market where he was. The trailer struck the NEPA high tension pole and fell right into the market, leaving many people dead. But this minister escaped. How he escaped was a miracle. Another day I saw him traveling to the town of Nickpur on foot. I again wheeled an oncoming army lorry loaded with yams to kill him. The lorry went straight into the new cemetery road, killed many people. But this minister again escaped. After this second attempt, we gave up. He is still alive. Because of a single Christian, the devil may decide to destroy many souls, thinking he could kill him, but he always fails. These incidents had happened to many Christians unknown to them, but their God always delivered them. The trouble is, the devil does not give up. His thoughts are always, "I may succeed." But he never does. As long as the Christian walks with God's love and remains in Him and does not get entangled with the affairs of this life, the devil can never succeed, no matter how hard he tries. Only the unbeliever is at his disposal.